It's the fourth Sunday in Lent, called Laetare, or Rejoice Sunday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today the Roman station is at Santa Croce in Gerusalemme, the Basilica Caesariana, Holy Cross in Jerusalem, built within the old Caesarian Palace of the Emperors. In the 4th century, Constantine gave this place to his mother, St. Helena. After her pilgrimage to the Holy Land, she brought back relics of the Lord's Passion and placed them here. The relic chapel preserves a fragment of the cross, a nail, thorns from the crown, fragments of the column of the scourging, and the titulus, placed over Christ's head. Also kept here is a relic said to be from the hand of St. Thomas, linking the Passion to the Resurrection. There is also an old pagan statue adapted to represent Helena, a good example of ancient Roman recycling. This basilica is also tied to the custom of rose vestments on Laetare Sunday. The color is properly rose, not baby rattle pink. On this day, popes used to bless golden roses for Catholic rulers and distinguished persons, so the day was called Dominica de Rosa, Sunday of the Rose. From that custom came the use of rose vestments here in Rome, and from Rome, through the Roman Missal, to the rest of the Church. From Toward Easter, by Father Patrick Troedek. In the heart of Lent, the Church invites her children to joy. The purple vestments give way to rose vestments. Even as they weep for their sins, even as the time of the Passion draws near, when we will see Jesus humiliated, mocked, despised, the Church has Christians sing on this Sunday, "Rejoice, O Jerusalem! Exult with joy, you that have been in sorrow." The joy of today may seem out of place, yet it is very legitimate because it is an effect of the increase of charity in us. As St. Thomas Aquinas explains, the supernatural virtue of charity has for interior fruit both peace and joy. By our Lenten efforts, we have weakened the old man in us and developed our union with God. That of itself is already a source of joy. We are happy to have pleased our Lord and to have consoled our Lady. Moreover, we can feel Easter approaching. Already we begin to glimpse from afar the resurrection of our Lord. It is not yet the full joy that we are going to experience at Easter, but it is the beginning of that joy. That joy stimulates our courage and strengthens us in our desire to remain faithful to our resolutions. Lord Jesus, for more than 3 weeks now I have been drawing nearer to Thee with Thine aid. Today I promise Thee to try to take greater care in my thanksgiving after Mass. Moreover, I want to do everything that depends on me to spend this day in peace and joy. Help me to pursue my efforts all the way to Easter and beyond, so that I might one day hear Thee say to me, "Because Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will set Thee over many. Enter into the joy of Thy Master." We have a little time, so let's hear what Cardinal Bacci says about prayer as a necessary means of salvation. St. Augustine calls prayer the key to heaven. We should acknowledge the infinite goodness of God in giving us such an easy means of salvation, for when He gave us prayer, He gave us the key to His kingdom of heaven. He invites us earnestly to pray. "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. If you ask the Father anything in my name, He will give it to you. Watch and pray, that you may not enter into temptation." When Jesus was in agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, His apostles became tired and sleepy. He rebuked them gently and asked them for the second time to pray that they might not yield to temptation. He makes this request of us also. We grow weary and apathetic, as the apostles did, while the devil is busy with his evil suggestions and the dangers of the world surround us. We have constant need of the grace of God to prevent us from falling. Let us pray fervently and bear in mind the advice of St. Alphonsus. If you give up praying, you will certainly be damned.